Our final performers today make up a flute trio from just down the road in the Chicago area. They are Abraham Noda, 15-year-old flutist from Wilmette, Zurin Shre, 14-year-old cellist from Naperville, and Richard Kahn, 16-year-old pianist from Highland Park. Please welcome the Fast Track Trio. Richard, given how good you guys are, I was amazed to hear that as a pianist, this is your first chamber music experience.
Yeah, it is. About 4 years ago, my current coach, chamber music coach, Mrs. Johnson, called and asked if I would like to be in one of her groups, and I actually said no, because the rehearsals were going to be on Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, and as an observant Jew, I couldn't do that. I couldn't commit to doing practice on Shabbat. So I said no. So then about 6 months ago, another call, same thing, the rehearsals are going to be on Saturday. Yeah. And I initially said, no, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. But when we discussed with the other families, it turned out that Sunday was going to work just as well, if not better. Okay. So we've been rehearsing on Sunday nights, and it's been a really great experience to finally be able to do this despite religious observances, with religious observances.
Now, once you finally got rehearsing, I gather, Richard, your first rehearsal was a bit of a shocker for you. Not at all fun, huh?
Yeah, it was very, very stressful.
Why?
I was not prepared.
But you practiced your part, probably?
I did. I looked at my part, and it looked really easy. Mm-hmm. And I practiced it, and I knew all the notes. But with chamber music, you have to know more than the notes. You need to know them so well that you can actually follow what the other players are doing and know when to be loud and know when to be soft. I guess I'm not so good at that. And so Mrs. Johnson was very critical of my playing, and I really did not have so much fun at that first meeting.
Well, you've got most of the notes in just about every chamber music piece there is for piano and instruments. You know, you've got a lot of the responsibility, and as you say, I'm glad that it sunk in that, you know, you have to be listening and reacting as well as playing. It's really tough. Abi, you say that Richard has a certain talent that has made him an exceptional chamber music player.
Yeah, he is a very good baker.
I am.
That's something to be proud of, I would imagine. You can get around. I happen to know that we've been rehearsing, and he's not faking this piece, trust me. There are a lot of notes to play, and he's playing all of them. Poor Richard, you're not only coping with a really tough coach, but also this wise guy flute player, you know? I mean, so does he give you a hard time in rehearsal?
He always glares at me when I'd, like, miss a dynamic marking or play a wrong note, like a very disappointed look.
Oh, God.
Trying to be encouraging.
Passive-aggressive, yes. Is it fun? I mean, you still seem very enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Oh, good. Now, Zurin, Kathy Johnson, your coach, has some really special advice about your bowing.
Yeah, when we bow, Kathy tells us to say, I think I'm going to throw up.
Now, why is that? Is that for the timing of the bow?
Yeah, pretty much.
I usually say that my bow before I play, not after. But with that thought, Zurin, please introduce the piece you're going to play.
We're going to play Fantasia Concertante by Carl Czerny.
Okay, great way to end, if we can forget that image. I want to thank all of our young performers today, and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Fast Track Trio, you can take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley for Tom Vagley Productions, with Tim Banker for From the Top. The music producer is Tom Vinieri, and the tour producer is David Balsam. Production coordination by Kim Razeman, lighting by Brendan Randall, and technical direction by Barrett Ouellette with Dan Hallis and John Serbes. The executive producers are Gerald Slavin and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is made possible in part by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Our program is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. Today's show is funded in part by a grant from the U.S. Department of Education. The contents of this program do not reflect the policies of the federal government. For more information about this program and our educational activities, visit fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. From the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. From the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of free concerts in the United States. Schedules at musicpf.org, and from this and other radio stations. This is NPR, National Public Radio.